much. Yeah, I've just signed off on my first ever radio play. Might be my last. And it's going to be recorded at the weekend up in Round Saddleworth. And
this is you as a playwright, as this, an author. Oh, yeah, author, yeah, author, author, and all that. Yeah.
Tell us again what it is. It's about a cyclist, isn't it?
It's about Beryl Burton.
Yeah. Yes, you told us a little bit about it last time you were in. Yes, you were working on it.
Yeah,
yes.
Shamelessly plugging away. I didn't think I'd actually, I thought, well, thank goodness I've written it, because I thought I'd probably come in again and go, oh, well, you know, I got busy. Yeah. But anyway, it's finished. So, yeah, it's about Beryl Burton, who's a cyclist from Morley in Leeds, and she was massive in the 50s and 60s, and up to the 70s. And she tragically died early in her sort of late 50s. So it's sort of her story, and it's about her and her husband, actually. They were a team. They were brilliant, her and Charlie Burton. You know, and he was there behind her. You know, they say behind every good, you know, great man, there's a great, you know, woman. Yeah. But this is the opposite. This feels, you know, she was a brilliant athlete, but she couldn't have sort of done it without his devotion. And, you know, he was like a chauffeur and a mechanic, her best friend. He travelled all around the world with her. And when we eventually finished it, because everybody kept saying, what is it? And actually, I think it's a love story, actually. It didn't set out to be, you know, but the sentiment creeped in, you know. So
this is radio?
It's radio,
Could it be transferred to a stage play, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think it... they've done the Chariots of Fire, haven't they? Maybe we could have people on bikes on...
Yeah.
You know,
I was just thinking, if only you could have...
Like Starlight Express.
Yes.
Brilliant.
If only you could have timed this to a period when cycling was in the news.
I know. Well, that's me.
There's still a bit of post... There's still a bit of post-Olympic cycling.
Yeah, I'm just
pushing in on the end of that. I think Lance Armstrong has had a few column inches recently.
Beryl didn't do any of that.
Exactly. Well, that's quite a nice contrast, I suppose, isn't it? No, because like people having not heard anything about cycling for all these years now are really intrigued by the Lance Armstrong and that whole scene, aren't they? Yeah. So this is a nice kind of counterpoint to that.
Yeah, a housewife from Leeds. You know, she had a daughter, Denise, who then went on to be a great cyclist as well, who just did it off her own back. Yeah. You know, she trained on rollers above the local co-op, and she cycled everywhere. She'd go to a race, and then say, right, I'm off, you know, Nottingham, and cycle back home, back to Leeds.
Right.
Did you come to it because you're a love of cycling? Was it that got you into it? How did you come across her story?
Well, I'd always been a bit of on mountain bikes, and then I got one of those sit-up and bags with a basket on the front. They're just for show, then. They're not really cycling. It's like cycling pushing a tank. And so I ended up getting a racer.
Right.
And it was my boyfriend, actually. Pav, he just sort of said, oh, you know, because he's always been into his bikes more than cycling. He likes tinkering. And he said, have you heard of this Beryl Burton? And he bought me a autobiography, and there was a little note in it. He said, get yourself a curly perm, because you're quite a tight curly perm.
Right.
And he said, and there's a film in it for you. And I thought, oh, well, if there was, I don't think I'd get cast in it. So I took it to Justine Potter, who's this producer I work with a lot, who's brilliant. And she said, well, why don't you do it?
Yeah.
And I went, ha, ha, ha. So, you know, okay. And then I thought, oh, do it, come on. You know.
When's it being broadcast?
27th of November, 2:15. So I think, listen to your show.
Yes.
And then I play you it.
Vice versa. We don't mind.
No.
We'll lend you some of ours as long as you let us have them back.
What's it called?
It's called Beryl, A Love Story on Two Wheels.
Excellent.
And did you like, has the writing bug bitten since you did that?
I would love to do more, but what I'd love to do is, I think I'd have to take a bit of time out, because I was writing it, you know, I was getting up at 5 o'clock doing a bit, getting picked up to film, coming in writing till midnight, sat any minute, train writing, and I thought, it's not really healthy. I think
you need to bunker yourself away somewhere for a few weeks, don't you? Should we have one of your tunes? What should we have?
Have you picked Jeff Buckley?
No,
well, we'll just
I don't mind though, he's brilliant.
Yeah, well, we'll have that anyway, yeah.